HDR.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Oh, what a week of disc golf it has already been, with much more still to come. Welcome to PDGA Radio for October 8th, 2009. I'm Steve Kaczynski, and on this week's edition, we'll recap the first two rounds of this year's USDGC from South Carolina, as well as the other happenings from this year's final PDGA major event. We'll also run down last weekend's tournament results, preview the weekend ahead, and pass along this week's dose of disc golf news. So stick around, all that and more coming up next, right here on your home for disc golf news and information, PDGA Radio.
Are you a PDGA member? Do you know what that is?
Hey, thanks, Billy. Some of those benefits include a free subscription to Disc Golfer Magazine, discounted tournament entry fees, official player ratings, discount with Enterprise Rent-A-Car, a vote in the annual elections, discounts at Wyndham Hotels, including Days Inn, Super 8, Howard Johnson, and Travelodge. Also a collectible members-only golf disc and a free membership to Disc Golf United.
Yes, all this and more can be yours just by becoming a member of the PDGA today. For more information on how you and your family can become members of the Professional Disc Golf Association and help support disc golf, visit PDGA.com.
Already underway in Rock Hill, South Carolina at Winthrop University is this season's final PDGA major event, the USDGC, presented by Innova. Now in its 11th year, it had 192 players start play Wednesday, with Dave Feldberg and Brian Schwebiger tying for the lead after that first round with scores of 59. Michael Johansson and Joe Mila finished the first round one throw off the leaders. Thursday's second round ended with Feldberg again on top of the leaderboard thanks to a fantastic 57 that gives him a four-throw lead with two rounds still to play, one each Friday and Saturday. Phil Arthur, this year's world champion in the Masters division, is four throws off the lead in solo second place halfway through, followed by Nate Doss and Jussi Maresma. First-round co-leader Brian Schwebiger is tied for fifth, five throws back, and other scores of note include three-time U.S. champion Barry Schultz. He's currently tied for 19th, 11 throws back. And five-time champion Ken Climo is in 42nd place after a pair of 66s. That leaves him 16 throws behind Feldberg at 4-under. Josh Anthon had the hot second round with a 12-under 56. That propels him into 9th place after an even par 68 on Wednesday. Garrett Gerthy had a 59 during the second round. That's a 14-throw improvement. And the reigning world champion Avery Jenkins rebound from a slow first round, now at 5-under after that first round 71, a 60 in the second round. Still two rounds to play before they decide the U.S. champion. Plenty of time for you to still watch some of the action live on the internet. Check out PDGA.com or USDGC.com for more information on that. Going quickly back to Monday, where they had the annual Last Chance Monday qualifying with five positions up for grabs within the tournament for the top five scores of the day. In the end, it was two players who shouldn't have needed to qualify but had to anyways, thanks to not meeting a registration deadline. Will Shustrick and Greg Barsby managed the pressure, posting the top two scores of the day, then joined by Dave Tucker, Henry Childress, and John Murphy, who had Monday's qualifier as their last hopes of making it in to the playing field. Of those five, Shustrick is 10 throws off the lead at 10-under in 14th place through two rounds. Barsby is 6-under, Childress is even, Murphy is 9-over, and Tucker, who is a 9-17 rated, the lowest of the Monday qualifiers, is in 185th place. Much more PDGA Radio still to come this week. In the meantime, A reminder to order your copy of the 2009 Worlds DVD. Relive that playoff drama between Avery Jenkins and Josh Anthon, along with all of the other memorable moments from Kansas City. Log on to pdgastore.com to order yours now. They do make terrific Christmas presents.
It's at pdgastore.com.
Visit the PDGA store today for your disc golf shopping needs. Find great prices on tournament supplies, instructional books, and DVDs. Or look through the fine selection of PDGA clothing, apparel, and accessories.
You can find it all at pdgastore.com.
Place an order for your copy of the latest World Championships DVD. Join or renew your PDGA membership for 2009. Then take the online Tournament Director and Officials test. And finally, grab a copy of the newly updated 21st edition PDGA course directory.
Yes, it's all at pdgastore.com.
Although we still may be waiting for those final results from the USDGC, we do have plenty of results to tell you about from this past weekend of October 3rd and 4th. For those, we begin in Charlotte, North Carolina for the U.S. Doubles Championships. And after three rounds, it's the team of past two world champions, Avery Jenkins and Dave Velberg, edging out a one-throw win over a pair of teams, which were Kayla Visca with Nico LaCastro and Matt Oram with Greg Barsby. Cameron Todd and Michael Johansson finish alone in fourth, two throws behind the leaders, with 25 total pro teams signed up to play this year, along with 35 amateur teams. The amateur event was won quite easily by Nate Brewer, with Terry Gallops by nine throws over Chris Scarlett and Craig Wesnowski. Looking at the B-tiers and the regular tournament results for last week, we'll start with the Willamette Open in Oregon, with Nate Sexton getting a five-throw win over Chandler Fry. For the amateurs there, it was Jason Hill winning by five in a huge field of 50 advanced players. Red Rock, Texas had their 11th annual Oktoberfest. Michael Olse came away with the win, along with Vinny Miller in Masters and Zach Doggett for the amateurs. In Tennessee, it's Blair Bowes winning by three in Open, Rodney Goad winning easily in Masters, and Patrick Grizzard winning easily in Advanced. And finally, for the B-tiers, Donald Ellsworth won the Mesquite Open in Texas. Moving on to some of the other events, we can't forget about the Capital City Challenge in Illinois, which had Rob Strasser winning by five. And also at the Bloomington Normal Open, it's Strasser again, winning by nine this time. Also, TJ Neidl won in Iowa. Vince Worley won in Virginia at the Mountain Jam. Brandon Westerman won the Louisville Open. Blake Needles won in Nebraska. Tyler Horn in Ohio. DJ Hunt in Michigan. Steve Brinster in Pennsylvania. Ryan Orton in Kansas. Jared Pittman in Minnesota. And Matt Dollar in Georgia. Complete results and more online from PDGA.com. And although this week's USDGC has drawn many of the top pros away from their hometowns, the PDGA calendar does have more than two dozen other events scheduled. And there is one A-tier, of course. It's for the amateurs only. It's going to be in Athens, Georgia for the Flying Eye Open. B-tiers include the Rochester Flying Disc Open in New York and the 9th annual Homie Fall Celebration in Cedar Lake, Indiana. Then for the C-tiers, you can choose from the Minneapolis Open in Minnesota on Sunday, or the Northern Waters Series Finals in Michigan. The Homer Fall Classic is in Homer, Alaska. The Bluemont Bruiser is in Virginia. The Brian McLean Open in San Antonio, Texas. Henderson Open in Kentucky, part of the AT&T Bluegrass Series. Also numerous international events in Ontario, Canada. Oktoberfest. Switzerland has the Bern Open. Mud Bowl 09 is in Austria. And in Japan, it's the 4th annual Michinoku Open. Make sure to check out the full calendar of events. Again, pdga.com. You'll find information on others, including in Iowa, Colorado, Utah, Illinois, Ohio, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, a Superclass tournament in North Carolina, and the Arizona State's overall Flying Disc Championships in Scottsdale.
Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and two championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center.
We'll finish off this week's edition of PDGA Radio with your disc golf news, where it appears the state of Michigan is not seeing any problems from their economic downturn when it comes to building new disc golf courses. This past week, plans were finalized for a new 18-hole course in Grayling, according to an article on the Crawford County Avalanche website. The local Kiwanis Club of Grayling has agreed to donate $9,500 to help complete the project, which was conceived by Maverick Ginther and Ben Jones as a way to honor their friends who died in a car accident in 2006. The course is expected to have about 6 holes open for casual play this fall, with the remainder being completed and open in the spring of next year. Also, an update for you on Discraft's annual Ace Race, where according to DiscGolfAceRace.com, they have 190 events signed up so far, with about 3 weeks left for them to be played. However, there is still time to sign up if you're interested in having one for yourself, but you'd better hurry. The deadline is October 16th. And just in case you haven't heard, for the first time in the Ace Race history, the disc this year is a putter. And after all the positive feedback Discraft got from players, it has now been PDGA approved. It will fly under the name of the Focus. Of course, each player gets 2 versions of that Focus with their registration to play in an Ace Race event. One will be in Pro D plastic and one in ESP. Also from the Discraft newsletter, they are coming back out with the Glow plastic, releasing both the Stalker and the Buzz in Z plastic that glows in the dark. For all you disc golfers who just can't let the darkness stand in the way of your good time. And finally, before we go, reminder to PDGA members again about the 2009 Worlds DVD. It's a great Christmas present, and another great present is to renew your PDGA membership for next year. And before we go, next player ratings update scheduled for October 20th. You do need to be a member for that. The new supporting membership is out there. Lots of good stuff coming from the PDGA. We'll have more of it next week here on PDGA Radio, including lots more from the USDGC. Until then, I'm Steve Kaczynski for PDGA Radio.
Thanks for listening to PDGA Radio, your weekly source for disc golf news and information. Your story ideas, comments, and feedback about the program is always welcome. You can email us at pdgaradio@pdga.com. Sponsorship partners and advertising opportunities are also available with PDGA Radio. Please contact the PDGA office for more details. And again, thanks for listening to PDGA Radio.
Goodbye.